My only way out of my situation was to kill myself, so that's what I planned to do. Then I heard God's voice, and for the first time in my life, I realized that God knew that I existed.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution, God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show. We're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about a very uncomfortable subject. We've been talking about and exposing how 2% of women experience sexual abuse from their own biological fathers. Now, listener discretion is advised as the contents you're about to hear are disturbing and intended for a very mature audience. Well, 1 out of 40 girls will experience sexual abuse from their biological fathers. Just talking about it is yuck, right? But it's necessary as we're going to expose the reality that some people go through and how horrible it really is. In our last show, we had Elizabeth Hirschberger share with us how she was brainwashed to think it was normal, but deep inside she hated it and she was tormented by the act again and again. But she shared with us how when she got married, it was a very difficult time. And it got to the point where she realized that she'd been living a lie her whole life. She decided to plan out how she was going to end her life. She had the gun ready. She had the plan set. She had the cover up where she was going to call up her mom. And her mom was going to discover her dead. But then God spoke to her. And she realized that God exists. And she's going to tell us further how things went from this moment. Elizabeth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, Elizabeth, I understand. After this moment, you encounter the voice of God. You realize killing yourself is a mistake, but you're still struggling with it. It didn't stop there. You got a prophetic word from a friend of yours who is a Christian, and then you gave your life to Jesus Christ. What happened that day?
Yeah, so after I heard that voice, obviously I knew that killing myself was not the right thing.
Amen.
But I was still tormented by the thoughts and really fighting. There was a major fight going on. And I'm driving on the road, screaming at God, talk to me, talk to me.
Wow.
And I get a phone call from a friend who had absolutely no idea what I was dealing with.
Wow.
And a few minutes into our conversation, she just blurts out, she's like, are you having suicidal thoughts?
Wow.
And of course, this just broke me and I spilled it all out to her and I just started weeping. In fact, I pulled over on the side of the road and just told her everything.
Wow.
And she ministered to me. She prayed with me and took authority over those thoughts. And she prayed like God was her friend.
Wow.
And she prayed like she knew God hears her. And that really just ministered to me to hear somebody pray to God like he was right there with her. But it seemed like she had a revelation that God also loves her and cares for her. And it's just that connection. Then she gave me a prophetic word that showed me how God felt. And the funny thing was, growing up Amish, we always made butter. And so I was very familiar what happens to butter when it warms up, when it's in a warm place. And so she used butter as an example, which I believe was God. She said, Liz, God's heart melts like warm butter when he's thinking about you. And I don't know why I believed her, but it must have been the butter. I don't know. That just did something. Like, it ministered to me. From that moment on, I never fought suicidal thoughts again. I can't say that they've never tried to come back and enter, but always, like, it was not hard to just dismiss that thought and it went. It wasn't like I just had to, like, constantly fight them off. So that was the night that the spirit of suicide was broken off of me. And that was also the night that I could start thinking clearly and really praying, because I was freed from that spirit of suicide. And for the first time, I had a glimmer of hope that maybe I am good enough for God to fix.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the beginning of my healing journey, where I began to truly experience healing.
And that's the day you received Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Well, the day I received Jesus as my Savior, I believe it was the same day, but wasn't that moment.
Ah, I see. Okay.
I actually went home and I started listening to a message. And through listening to that message, that's the moment I became born again. And that's the moment that the weights were just lifted off of me. And I knew for the first time, I knew that if I was to die at that moment, I would spend eternity with Jesus Christ. I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge of how awesome Jesus is at the time, but I knew that it's definitely better than where I was. And so that was just such a pivotal moment in my life. Of course, like, this is major, but that was such a pivotal moment in my healing journey where now I don't have to be afraid coming to Jesus. And I had been, I started reading through the Gospels over and over, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the one thing that always kind of drew me in and helped me was Jesus's pain. He was mocked. He was shamed. He was spit on. For goodness sake, he took stripes. And suddenly I saw his pain looking right back at me. But it wasn't with a, you did this to me. It was like, no, I took this for you. And it's almost like I found healing by connecting with his pain. It's almost like I connected to Jesus through his pain, through his stripes. And it was a point of connection for me to this Jesus that loves me so much. But it was almost like he was looking back at me with all of that pain saying, you don't have to carry it because I did.
Wow. So that was amazing. It literally lifted your burden.
It did. And it was a slow process. It's not like it was instantaneous. But that was kind of how I got to really be able to trust Jesus, to trust that, yes, he is truly wanting me. To really trust giving my heart and my soul to him.
Wow.
That's something that I really struggled with, was opening myself up to anything or anybody. But when I saw the pain through reading through the Gospels, I saw the pain that Jesus went through.
Wow.
You know, knowing that he did this, suddenly I kind of saw that looking back at me saying, I took it. You don't have to keep carrying this.
Right. Now, Elizabeth, you felt worthless in your marriage due to your past. Did Jesus redefine that for you?
He did. So there did come a time when I opened up and shared it with my husband what happened.
Oh, wow.
And obviously this was a heavy thing for him to take. It was hard for him to process. And there was this little short period of time where it got even worse because now he knows, I'm aware, and he's kind of quiet because he's just trying to process this. And in my thinking, I'm going, oh, he hates me. He can't stand to look at me. And so there was this little period of time where he had to process it and then where we could talk about it. So once we came to that point where he could talk and we could talk to each other, he was able to help talk to me and help build me up and encourage me and pray with me. So now my husband is there walking through this healing process with me. And we are healing through this together, and he's building me up with words. And so, yes, definitely a long process to bring healing in our marriage. And I don't mean to imply that our marriage itself was rough, but all the triggers that obviously are going to happen in my life, it took a lot of time for those triggers to become less and less and less, to where now we just enjoy a happy, intimate marriage and there's no room for triggers anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. And that brings a lot of hope to a lot of people, because there's so many things that set triggers in people's lives today that they live in this PTSD constantly. And for you, you have all the right to, but you are healed today. You have come into a new identity. Truly, you've become born again. Elizabeth, thanks so much for sharing your whole story with us. We're so glad that Jesus truly changed your life so much. Like, you can hear it, you know?
Yeah.
We know that God is going to bring healing to someone else who's listening to this. God bless you, my sister. It's so amazing. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hold tight. We're going to discover deeper what ancient scriptures says about what you just heard right after the short break.
Did you know that just $10 a month can reach up to 1,000 more listeners to our show, where their lives can be inspired and transformed by the power of the gospel? We need your help. We are a nonprofit ministry, and we need your support today. Let me tell you how God is using this show to touch so many hearts. We often hear how someone was just driving in their car, heard our show, and related to someone's story, and God touched their heart. They received Jesus into their life that day. You can donate to our ministry through our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com, where you can make a one-time donation or make a monthly commitment. You can also support us by getting our merch through our website. You can buy t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, and more. Every donation helps, whether it's $3 a month or $100 a month. Thank you so much for your support and prayers. Now back to the show.
More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? To me, this is so powerful. How can someone have their life restored after so much devastation? Religious hypocrites can cause the most damage in a person's life, especially since the damage that happened was all throughout her childhood. What's amazing is how the love of God permeated through her husband to have patience with the traumas of his wife, which is Elizabeth. I think this story is a perfect reflection of what is to be a good husband and Christ-like leader. You can hear the selflessness that is in this marriage. I love the part when she was sharing how she overcame all the hatred and bitterness she had for life. It's understandable why she had all that hatred, but can God truly remove all hatred from someone's life? Well, it demonstrates this. She had a pretty serious offense that happened in her life, and I believe that her encounter with the true and living God caused her to express life like this scripture says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? You know, if anyone would be justified in keeping the hatred, it would be her, Elizabeth. She was able to come to terms and forgive her father, and in that process had the love of God flowing through her that I believe brought her such wholeness. You see, we can't hate someone and then say we know God, because God is love. This is a tough concept for most, because when someone sins against you, it's natural to feel feelings of hatred for that person. But in Christ, we're called to hate sinful behaviors, but to be able to love and forgive the sinner. In the end, God brought justice to the situation and also was the one who brought healing to the situation as well. What about you? Could you follow Elizabeth's example and forgive someone who has greatly wronged you in order to be set free from hatred? Think of that one person. Let's take a moment to let them go to God. I want to pray with you. Father God, I'm praying for the person who's saying, you don't understand my wrongs. You don't understand why I feel this way. Maybe there's even a person saying, I don't know why I hate this person, but I just can't stop. Lord Jesus, we take this moment to surrender those feelings to you. We surrender that. Lord God, if Elizabeth can surrender that, let us to surrender that. I'm praying, Lord God, right now for reconciliation to happen in many relationships, because forgiveness and the love of God would be flowing through like a mighty river. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
If you need prayer, please send us a text at 877-325-8030. That's 877-325-8030. See you next time.